You're at work radio every day, 9 to 12, only on KC 107.7.
That was your second back-to-back session with me, Jorien de Wet, at work KC 107.7. And ek hoop jy het jou seatbelt aan. Want ek bring vir jou 'n fantastiese dame hier saam met my in die studio sit. I'm telling you, jy need a seatbelt for her, jong. She's up and not up and coming. She's going. She's just, you know, ready for action. Dr. Sally.
Good morning.
How are you?
Let me tell you, I find it such an honor to be here with you because, as I said to you earlier, you're nothing but an inspiration and a woman of worth.
Wow. Thank you for that. I think sometimes we need that for each other, hey?
We certainly do.
Dr. Sally, how do you pronounce your surname, Helich?
That's right.
Is it German or?
Originally German Jewish.
German, yes. Jewish. Yes. Wow. I would like to know, I want to first thank you for taking time out to come into the studio. It's really much appreciated.
It's my huge pleasure. Thank you for inviting me. Gosh, I feel quite overawed.
No, she's very at ease here. please tell us more about Dr. Shelley as a person, not as the doctor.
So, yes, Gorien, I grew up with a doctor father who was an oncologist, so he saw cancer patients, and he made a huge impression on me when I was small, because he used to come home, and I once said to him, how can you spend all day looking after people who are so terminally ill and suffering? And he used to say to me, you know, they are the only people who've learned how to appreciate life.
Wow.
And how precious every moment is. And I never forgot that. I remember that. And I've tried to adopt that as my mantra. And without sounding like a paragon of virtue, which I'm not, I just try and live a day to grab the moment. And in my own practice over 40 years, I've seen it myself, that life is such a golden thread, Gorien, and it's fragile, and it can snap. So we just have to take everything we can and go for the moment.
Wow. So true, eh? I really wish today you could see this beautiful lady. But you will see her later when she takes a photo with me, because I'm not going to let the chance pass me by. She's a total, total inspiration. Dr. Shelley, I love saying actually now your surname, Dr. Shelley Helich. You got to say Helich, right?
Yeah. However you like. I'm just Shelley, actually.
Okay. You go on your website, there's a quote that really captured my mind and my eyes and everything, and it says, I see in front of me a person who happens to have a problem, not a problem who happens to be part of a person. This quote says a lot about you as a doctor. How many years are you in practice, and what advice do you have for someone that wants to enter the profession? And to add to that, that quote.
So, Gorien, yes, I don't think I'm anything special at all. I think all of my brethren, a doctor becomes a doctor because that's what's something inside you. And as I've said to students over the years, you know, medicine is for you if you enjoy interacting with your fellow human, if you feel privileged to enter into their world, because you are invited to enter in someone else's world, which is a huge privilege. And if that makes you tick, then possibly medicine is for you. At the end of the day, I sometimes feel on a high, probably like a Michelin chef, because I can't cook at all, but probably like a Michelin chef would feel having made a perfect blancmange. You know, you feel satisfied. So even if I can just make people feel better or get better or feel better while they're getting better, I feel good. So I think that's what it's all about. And in my discipline, we're very lucky because we see people from birth and we see people throughout their lives, through trials, through tribulations, see them through happy times, sad times. I was at a wedding a few months ago, and I delivered the groom 26 years prior to his wedding. And in his speech, he said, "Oh, he's Dr. Helig, the einste doctor wat vir my gevang het." And one of his mates, who I think had a little too many beers, shouted out, "Yeah, she should have dropped you." But you know, that's what makes it happy for me, and I enjoy that very much. So when I said a person in front of me who just has a problem, you know, the students have also asked me over the years, so what is the difference between a family physician, which I suppose is another name for a GP, or an internist? What is so great about specializing in family medicine and not doing orthopedics or gynecology or plastic surgery or whatever?
Okay.
And I say to them, well, you know, the thing is, we know a little bit about everything, a very little bit about everything. They know a very lot about one thing. And that is, and therein lies the difference.
Wow. What a way. It's the first time I heard how that is described. Now I also know a little bit and a lot. Yeah. In your family practice, what services do you offer?
So, like every family physician, we, I suppose your GP or your house doctor is your go-to person, right?
That's correct.
So, you know, in a day, I'll see someone with an ingrown toenail, I'll see someone with a sore throat, I'll see someone who's got flu. So you don't know what you're going to get, which makes it very, very interesting and stimulating, but obviously at the same time quite challenging. And luckily, I've been, you know, now that I've been around for so long, I bumped into someone the other day who I'd seen when he was a boy, and he's grown up now, and he came to visit someone in Paul, and he said to me, "Oh, are you Dr. Healy?" So I started preening, and I said, yes, that's me. He said, "Are you the doctor who's been there forever?" So I thought, oh, gosh, no, that's not exactly what I wanted to hear. But when you've been around quite a long time, then you've made enough mistakes to learn from them. And then hopefully that's what they call experience, I suppose. So, and part of being a family physician is that you see a lot of things. So, you know, I wasn't quite satisfied when I finished my degree, so I did a diploma in pediatrics because I think pediatrics was always my first love. And then I did and then I realized women always came with their children, so I did a honors in gynecology, and then I went and did a master's in family medicine, which is general sort of medicine. And then it was quite exciting if people told me they were traveling a lot, so I did a degree in travel medicine. And what else? Yeah, and then because we never had ethics as an undergrad, Corinne, and I remember years ago one of my patients asking me if I would help her to die.
Wow.
And that was very, very shocking for me, because obviously my first thought was a knee-jerk reaction to say no. Definitely not, you know. No, we're not going to go there. And she just left. And a few months later, she called me in, and, you know, she was actually dying in her bed. And she whispered in my ear that I didn't have to worry because nature had taken its course. But it bothered me for many years because I realized I'd actually let her down. So that's why I went and embarked on a master's in ethics, which is what will teach me how to deal with things like that.
Wow.
So, yeah, so that is generally, I suppose, your go-to doctor is supposed to help you in everything. All the ways, I suppose.
Wow.
Often fall short.
Wow. It's, I don't know, imagine you get such a request, how do you respond? And you're not ready for it.
No, I wasn't ready at all, yeah. I'm ashamed to say.
I don't think you should be. You. If I just look at you, I should have met you many years ago.
We would have been a fine team, Gareen.
Really? I think so.
We would have done.
But it's still not too late, eh?
No.
Dr. Shelley, I also saw that you do well woman screening. What does that entail?
Gareen, so I think, you know, women like men, like all of us, are unique in their sort of journey of life, and go through various phases, right? But with any person, there are two parts. The first part is the sort of general person as a human. So, you know, we concentrate, we'd like to concentrate on two things. The one is the cardiovascular disease, which is, in other words, heart attack, stroke. And heart attack, stroke is what will kill more than anybody else on the planet. 8 billion of us, most of us will die of heart attack or stroke. And the other big group, of course, are the cancers. And with us women, the main one by far worldwide is breast cancer. We've each got a 12% chance of contracting breast cancer. And there's also cervical cancer, which luckily for which we now have a vaccine, a hugely effective vaccine, which is now offered to all the girls in South Africa from the at the age of 9 in the schools. And I would love to just tell anybody who's listening, please let your daughter have the vaccine.
I didn't know that.
And it's given free and gratis and for nothing, because it's reduced the incidence of cervical cancer worldwide dramatically.
Yeah.
And because cervical cancer is a sexually transmitted disease. So we concentrate on those two things, the cardiovascular disease or the heart attack stroke, and then, of course, the cancers. But that's with every person, male or female. Then because it's a woman, there, as I said, there are different phases of life, and like a car, you know, at certain times you go the car you take for a checkup, and with each service, the engine service, the checkups become more extensive and more expensive. So, you know, the checkup you get at 20,000 Ks is not quite as detailed as that at 40,000 Ks.
Yeah.
So we do certain things, whether, you know, there's puberty, then there's pregnancy, then there's, you know, motherhood, and then there's premenopause, perimenopause, postmenopause. So that's the kind of thing we concentrate on and try and ease that journey as much as possible.
Wow, you have a wonderful way of explaining things.
Not really.
I think if I had to go and decide to be a doctor, I would listen to you for hours on end. Because I now just imagine the car and a woman, 20 kilometers, 20,000.
Well, the interesting thing is I think most of us, well, certainly women, you know, spend far more time worrying about their children, because the moment that the child is born, when they look, you know, when you become a mother, when you have your first child, you look in the mirror and there's no one, and you walk in on the beach, and you look behind you and there are no footsteps in the sand, because you've just decided from then on you become this protective envelope around this miraculous little being. Am I right?
Totally.
And it's actually a pity, because I think one doesn't ons gind it nie for onself nie. And there's no beautiful English word that is as beautiful as that word. Ek gind it nie for myself nie. You don't grant yourself the time to look after yourself as a woman should.
You just become so busy.
You become busy and involved. And as you say, you have this fierce tiger,
yes,
love for these beings that have been given to you. And unfortunately, sometimes taken away from you too soon. But while they are there, we sort of just look after them, don't we? And I think it's so important that every now and again, someone just says to that woman, whispers in her ear, you know what? You're just as important, because without you, the child is not. And you must learn to take care of yourself and be kind to yourself. So I think that's what a well woman check should maybe try and remind the person, the woman.
Wow. That's a few years ago, my eldest daughter, she said to me, Mommy, you get into an aeroplane, you got to put your mask on first.
100%. Wonderful.
So she said, Mommy, it's your turn.
Oh.
We are here, it's your turn. I know if you put your mask on, you're going to take care of me.
Exactly. And it's counterintuitive, isn't it?
Totally.
You think, oh, good God, why am I doing this? But actually, without you, you can't.
Yeah.
So well done to your daughter. Gosh, sounds amazing.
Well, I got a message for you that came in on our WhatsApp line. The interview with Dr. Sally is fantastic. Such an inspiring doctor.
Oh, God.
And a true jack of all trades.
You're right.
Thank you, Gerine, for bringing such amazing guests to the KC at Workshop. I enjoy tuning in daily. That's from Belleville.
Oh, my word.
Chanel Kay, the same.
Oh, my
world.
Thanks. Wow. Well, yeah, she's listening to you, Gareen. She's listening to you.
To you. Dr. Shelley, it's Mental Health Day today. What advice do you have for listeners when it comes to taking care of your mental health? What medical advice or any advice you have?
So I would be the last person to impose myself and give someone advice. But what I'd love to do, Gareen, is, which I was going to do anyway, so I think this is very apt, is read something.
Oh, yes.
Which I think has got a universal appeal, and possibly people who are as old as I am, who might be tuned in, would possibly recognize this. Because when I was at high school in the 1970s, this was made into a song. They used the lyrics of this poem to make it into a song, and it hit the number one spot for 6 months.
Wow.
And I've never ever forgotten it, and I think it's almost like a universal favorite. And it's a poem called Desiderata, and Desiderata is a Latin word, and it means all things desired. And it was written by a guy, Max Ehrman, in 1927, and I don't know who unearthed it, but I have loved that poem so much that I have excerpts of it written on my surgery wall. That's some lovely young woman.
I have to come with that.
And you know, Gareen, over all the years that I've had patients walk through my door, I've had, you know, youths with tattoos, and I've got no problem with tattoos, but youths with tattoos and, you know, earrings and things in their tongue, and then gorgeous young girls, and I've had, you know, ancient old grannies like me, or, you know, rugby players, and each and every one of them has read those few lines that I have on, and they've all asked me, what is the origin of this? So if you like, I'd maybe just like to read
it out. I can't
wait. Because I think it's just such a lovely...
I can't wait to hear.
Okay, so, but you must stop me if it gets too long.
You're going to finish the poem.
So it's called Desiderata, or Words for Life. And the opening sentence for me is the most amazing. He says, go placidly amidst the noise and haste, and remember what peace there may be in silence. As far as possible without surrender, be on good terms with all persons. Speak your truth quietly and clearly. And listen to others, which is what you do very well, Gareen. Even the dull and the ignorant, they too have their story. Avoid loud and aggressive persons. They are vexations to the spirit. And this is one of my favorite parts. If you compare yourself with others, you may become vain and bitter. For always there will be greater and lesser persons than yourself. Enjoy your achievements as well as your plans, and keep interested in your own career, however humble. It is a real possession in the changing fortunes of time. Exercise caution in your business affairs, for the world is full of trickery, we know that. But let this not blind you to what virtue there is. Many persons strive for high ideals, and everywhere life is full of heroism. Like you, Gareen. Be yourself, especially do not feign affection, and neither be cynical about love. For in the face of all aridity and disenchantment, it is as perennial as the grass. Take kindly the counsel of the years, gracefully surrendering the things of youth. Nurture strength of spirit to shield you in sudden misfortune, but do not distress yourself with dark imaginings, for many fears, I see this in my practice, are born of fatigue and loneliness. So beyond a wholesome discipline, I like this, be gentle with yourself. You are a child of the universe, no less than the trees and the stars. You have a right to be here. And whether or not it is clear to you, no doubt, the universe is unfolding as it should. Therefore, be at peace with God, whatever you conceive him or her to be, and whatever your labors and aspirations in the noisy confusion of life, keep peace with your soul. With all its sham, drudgery, and broken dreams, it is still a beautiful world. Be cheerful and strive to be happy.
Great.
Thank you very much for the honor of being here, Gareen. And you have a fantastic day.
Dr. Sally just took over now as the presenter. Thank you, Dr. Sally. No. For you out there that is struggling today, no matter what you're struggling with, there was a poem read out. If you want the poem, send me a shout out, send me a WhatsApp to 082-414-1077 and I'll share it with you. It's very profound, and yeah, I can. Dr. Sally will share that with us. And I want to say it has been a great honor for me to have interviewed you today.
Good heavens.
You're such a ray of sunshine.
Oh, my word, Karine, please.
She's got the coolest doctor's outfit as well. But I'm going to take a photo and everyone will see that.
No, please.
She's made for fame. Thank you, doctor, for your time.
Lots of love to you, Karine. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Casey at Work on Casey 107.7.